Hey, beautiful boys and girls.
What's up?
Okay. As you guys know, we are Seth and Colby.
We are.
We do the show live every Sunday.
We are
Sunday,
live
every
doing
Thursday.
Things.
Here's what we're going to do, okay? In order to make you guys want to watch live, today we're going to do a special feature that's only for our live or video viewers. So you can also go to youtube.com/Seth and Colby.
Fancy.
And here it is. I couldn't do this until Colby got here, and he didn't get here until 5 minutes before the show, which is fine. I didn't tell him, like, be here early or anything. But here it is. We're going to test it out first time ever.
Okay.
Boom.
You got to zoom.
Now, here's the one for Colby. Let's see. This is guesswork entirely, okay?
Guesswork, okay.
Boom. Dude, it works perfect.
Dude, you did it. That's so good.
Look at that, man.
That's fantastic.
The show is improved tenfold.
Yep, you got the zoom.
So now I can be like, listen.
Listen.
Damn it, I hit the wrong button.
It's me now.
Listen. Listen. I have to put my hand like on the circle. Yep. There we go. Listen.
That's funny. That's perfect.
Listen.
It's fantastic.
I know, dude.
You should see it.
It's perfect.
Did we ever say what it was?
Yeah, you said Zoom.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
it's
you
a
said
zoom.
Zoom.
It's a Zoom on each of our faces.
Yeah, it's a Zoom. I don't know if the people who don't watch us deserve to know, but...
Yeah, you audio listeners.
Yeah, you have, do you have something you want to say to them?
You. How dare you?
A pickle Rick!
It's funny when it's close up. Why is that? Just because you can see me closer.
Should we do the show like this every time we say a line? I just, like, it's like the news?
No.
You sure?
I don't like it.
Are you sure?
I feel like I'm watching myself not watch myself.
The key is to not look
really
at
weird.
The TV.
Yeah. But you gotta look at the camera.
Yeah, look right at
like
it.
Like straight into the freaking lens, man.
Look right at the lens.
Like in the lens.
In the lens!
There goes the puffer. It exploded. Thanks, man.
There you go.
I was taking a drink.
There
perfect.
You go, man.
We're back to normal.
All right, that was the best opening to any show ever. So if you're only listening on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, you should go to youtube.com/SethandColby and check out the full episode so you can see the ridiculousness that just was. Or, you know, go to twitch.tv.
Were you in my mouth or was like it just full frame face? I feel like it was full frame face.
I'm not sure. I think it was like this portion.
It was only me.
I mean, if you want to, I can zoom back in and you can, like, walk up to it and then look.
No.
Or you can find out later on YouTube.
Back.
All right, well, should we start the stupid show?
Let's start the stupid show.
I mean, honestly, I was expecting there to be some tweaking and stuff there.
Stupid. So that was perfect.
I'm kind of amazed that I just guessed based on an empty chair.
That was great.
Where you'd be. All right, here we go. Here's our intro.
Empty chair.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. We are live every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. You can listen to the audio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Subscribe, and please, pretty please, leave a 5-star review. Thank you. And also, you can go to SethandColby.com for everything else, including links to the YouTube, where we put up highlights from the show and the full episodes. It also has links to Twitch, if you don't know how to spell Twitch, because it's kind of a weird word. And then also to all the iTunes and all that stuff, and a regular RSS feed, and some t-shirts! If you want to get yourself...
Get some t-shirts.
Some t-shirts!
They're cool t-shirts.
The shirts of the tea variety.
Tea variety!
If you want to check those out. So today on the show, there's not a lot to talk about.
Not a super lot.
So we might end up Googling news again.
Yep.
That's what we're going to do.
Great bit.
Yep, it
Let's
is.
Keep doing that.
And it's also Phil's time, so we might do
we're,
that.
We're original.
But, yeah, guys, thanks for hanging out with us.
We are here.
Should we do the... Should we do the fade-out?
Poo-poo-poo.
Oh, hold on. Hold on before I fade it out. It's also episode 20! It's historic. Episode 20 is a big deal.
That is a big deal. I don't like think we've ever had 20 episodes.
No, I think what it, didn't we add up every episode we had ever done up to this point, and then we had done 23? So we've almost done as many episodes in this incarnation as we have ever done previously.
Ever.
And we've been doing this show since 2008. Off and on.
Kinda, yeah. Once a year.
Not really, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely not any sort of consistent show.
I would say it's a milestone, but it's not really for us, so.
No. It's a good. It's a good.
I mean, it's amazing, and it's only going to get faster. Like, what should our first milestone be? Like, 100?
Sure.
All right, 100 it is.
That seems far away.
Yeah, but since we do two episodes a week now, it's half as close as it used to be. Or twice as close. I don't really understand. All right, fade out. Fade it out, everybody. Fade it out. All right, guys. So, we have something in our chat that's directed at Colby.
Okay.
Without any plot spoilers, talk about Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. Go.
Go. It's a game that features Mario and the Rabbids. And it's terrible. It's the worst game on the face of the planet. It's a bunch of horse shit.
Why?
I don't know. I did watch, I think, your entire playthrough of it, though. So
that's,
you got
that's like 20 hours of your life, man.
Okay, maybe not all of it. Maybe a full day of it. But it was the ending day, so I saw how it ended.
Yep.
And I made a funny comment because it looked like Satan Bowser was the ending boss.
You did see, you did.
Oh, that's spoilers!
Yeah, that is a spoiler. You literally did the one thing he asked not to do. But,
damn it! Yeah. Don't pay attention to that. There's no Demon Bowser.
Now you doubled down. Yeah. It's like he could have missed it and been like, oh, thank God, and then you doubled down. There's not really a plot to Mario plus Rabbids,
no.
Honestly.
Is it just like you just...
I mean, I would say the spoilers are the characters who show up in the game.
Okay.
Because, like, you don't expect to see a rabbit version of a specific Mushroom Kingdom player, would say. That would be a spoiler, but, like... It's not like Uncharted where there's things that happen. It's like you kill Koopas or Rabbids and then you move on.
It's very strategic, though.
It is. It's actually a very hard game.
I don't think I could figure it out.
It was pretty tough.
I was watching you do it. I'm like, I don't know.
I blazed through it there at the end because it was complicated. It was actually, in my opinion, really unbalanced because like the beginning was super easy and then the middle was incredibly difficult and then the end felt right. It's like
too little, too much.
It's like they taught you how to do it, but not like really well.
Yeah.
And then they're like, "All right, now we're gonna throw you into hell," and then you battle your way through hell.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you're like, "All right, well, you're not in hell anymore. Now you're in the Sahara. It's still hot and sucks, but you've been through hell. So what's worse? You know." So it felt better.
There's an oasis over there. It's called the ending.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting closer. Yeah. You're getting closer.
It was a fun game. All right, did we do what you wanted there?
We did.
Mirage Leonardo 84.
Mirage Leonardo. Yeah.
I don't know if he knows that we played. Do you think that's just a random...
That cannot be just a random thing.
Like, is there like even a chance that that's a random troll? Because Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle is such an obscure game, I would say, in pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
But because I actually played all 25 hours of that game on stream, I actually know it really well.
Right.
So is that... Have you heard about the breakdancing rhythm game for Switch called Floor Boys? No.
Oh, buddy.
But I feel like we got to Google that.
Floor Boys?
And if this is porn, you're banned.
Give me that Floor Boys.
You know, if I just... Even typing Floor Boys into Google feels dirty.
Lexicon Flooring Professional. Are you kidding
me? Is it these guys? The Lexington Flooring Professionals?
They're like, this is a good business name.
Discover our hardwood selections.
This is a good game.
Not this.
You just choose wood for flooring.
Look, the third level is sanding and refinishing.
You're a floor.
Then you got a flooring product. Then, oh, God, of course the end boss is warranty and financing. That's not a surprise. That's the hardest part of any flooring remodel project. Right?
Yeah, to pay for it.
Nothing says home like new carpet.
Yeah, this is a good game.
You know, for a local business, this actually isn't that terrible of a website.
No.
Designed by DBL07.co.
God. Plugged.
Oh, my God, that's
days.
007.
Oh, shoot. Their website is not as good.
Isn't that ironic? Like, their website isn't good?
Dude, I've seen so many web design companies' websites that are terrible.
It's like if Cyanide and Happiness was a breakdancing rhythm game. Oh, my God. Okay, actually, I kind of want to know what it is now. Floor Boys. Oh, I better. I'm not going to stream the results for that. Let's see here. Floor Boys Switch.
Game.
Are you sure this is real?
Hell?
Floor Kids? PAX West? It's got to be Floor Kids, bro. Right. Yeah, there we go. Floor Kids.
That's the only thing.
Floor Boys, honestly, is a better name.
It is, kind of, if you're trying to start a flooring stripper business.
Look at this. All right, should we check this out? Rated E for everyone.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's great so far.
A little loud.
The animation is just so clean.
I can see the Cyanide and Happiness style to it, though.
Yeah.
Very simplistic.
My only question here is, what do you actually do? Do you dance? Because I can't do any of these moves.
That's a great question.
Like that. That chick was just bouncing on one hand. I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't have any idea how the game is played. I'm guessing it's like a button.
Yeah,
like
it's gotta be, because it's a switch, right?
Like, it's probably like motion control? Motion controls, right?
Maybe. Would have been nice to, you know, see gameplay.
Well, I think that all was gameplay. I think we're just too old and not hip to know what it is.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, how do you... I'm just gonna dance around with the switch sticks in my hand and then...
Switch sticks!
And that's all I get. If that's not the name for what they are, it should be.
It should. You're right. Switch sticks is way better.
That is. What's it called?
They're
controllers?
They're called Joy-Cons.
Oh, my God. What is that?
It's not
it's
as good
emoticon.
As Switch Stick.
Oh, it's the Joy-Con.
They're controllers that bring you joy.
No, they don't. They're sticks that break off of your machine that you can use to play games.
Switch sticks.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Floor Kids is a unique breakdance game featuring dance battles, freestyle gameplay, and funky beats. Discover original hand-drawn animation by John John. A fresh soundtrack by Kid Koala.
Kid Koala.
And innovative controls that allow you the freedom to play the way you like. What about L.A. Noire and Resident Evil Revelations coming to Switch? You know, this is not a video game show. But he's, like, playing into my wheelhouse.
He's like, yeah.
He knows what I like. He knows what I like.
Resident Evil, yeah, I remember you playing
that. Okay, I'll tell you this. I don't know anything about Resident Evil Revelations. So, if chat, if you know what that is, fill me in. L.A. Noire, do you know what that is?
No, I remember, like, a detective game that was somewhat like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, okay. So you know what it is. Yeah. This is why it's weird.
Is it a new one?
No.
Oh.
That's what's weird about it. Okay. It's like L.A. Noire is like 5 years old.
Well, is there a new one coming
like
out?
It's a PS3 game. No.
I feel like there might
no,
be.
No, this is just L.A. Noire remastered. I would assume that what Rockstar is doing is like dipping a toe.
Coming to the Switch.
Right.
Gotcha.
I assume that they're like dipping a toe into the Switch development waters to see if like Rockstar can make games for the Switch. But I don't think there's any way they're going to make Grand Theft Auto 7 for the Switch.
No way.
Why did I skip 6?
I don't know. Came out 5 years ago. We got it. 6. It was about Nikolai Tesla.
Whoa, whoa. That would be sweet, actually.
And yeah, he's killing people with electricity.
That would actually be an amazing
Tesla coils
game, dude.
Up people's butts. What? Well,
I took
it
a
went
weird
too
turn.
Far.
Took a weird turn
went
there.
Too far.
But yeah, I don't know why. That's why else make a 5-year-old game? I mean, that game came out for the PS3.
Yeah,
that's how old that game
yeah,
is.
That's pretty old.
I own it. It was. I'm too stupid to play that game. Okay, the whole point of that game, like its big claim to fame. Hold on, I gotta take a drink.
It's like you're it's a detective game.
Yeah, you are a detective in the 40s, and you got to interrogate people. It's like the biggest point of the game was like they scanned in people's real faces and like actual actors. Like there's like 6 people from Mad Men in it.
Oh yeah,
and like they had them. Be the facial recognition, and they just ported the faces into the game. So it's not like It's not like traditional video games where like they have reference and then right. they kind of model. Like this is literally their face facial. Ported into the game. That was their big thing because they're like in your interrogation, you got to watch how people react. And then you decide if they're that's lying true. Or not lying, and that's the whole point. And I'm terrible.
Yeah, I remember
like,
that.
Every time I chose wrong. Yeah. It's like, is he lying? Is he right? And I let all the rapists go, that's and I kept hilarious. All the innocent people in jail. Oh and I'm God. Like, I can't play this game, that's, dude.
Yeah.
There's a new Shaq Fu game for Switch, but it plays out like Double Dragon Neon. Shaq Fu?
Shaq Fu!
Are you serious? What is Nintendo doing?
I don't know. What is Shaq Fu? I'm lost.
I'm so glad you asked.
I am not a gamer. At all.
I'm so glad you asked about Shaq Fu.
My game is life.
Thank you, chat, for asking about Shaq Fu so I can play this trailer.
Starting off well. Are you kidding me? It sucked. Really bad. Now, one man has returned to settle the score of 94.
Shaq Diesel, baby.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
Diesel, baby.
This is stupid.
You don't like this, man?
This is terrible. Is Shaq the voice of Shaq?
Oh, of course.
Of course he is. He's like, let me try to get more money for my big feet.
It's him rapping. La cara viva, cara viva. What'd you think, man?
Shaq's great.
I know, Shaq is
that
great.
That game...
Hey, at least it's not like the first one. Dude, Shaq Fu was my jam back in the day.
It sucked really bad.
Dude, I was 94. That actually feels later than it would have been.
That looked like the
I was like 7 or 8 when I played that game, but I kind of...
I want to play Shaq.
I was really
in the
big
face.
Into the Orlando Magic
okay.
in like first, second, third grade. I have no idea why. My childhood's literally flooding back. There was this dude named Cameron who had like... You ever seen Top Gun?
Mm-hmm.
You know Val Kilmer's character in Top Gun?
Yeah.
Where he has like... straight blonde hair, and it's like someone put a cube on his head
yeah.
and then just molded it to the
right,
cube. He had
straight
he had hair like that.
Great.
And we just talked about the Orlando Magic constantly. And like Shaq was like the Orlando Magic. Like I went through a Kazam phase where like I loved Kazam
my God.
And like Shaq Fu.
So glad I was born later than you.
Dude.
I did not want to go through that.
That was...
I had the hairstyle.
That memory was suppressed, and it just came out.
I was definitely like a flat top, just spiked.
I had spiked hair for a while. Yeah. Problem is, like, right here on my head, like, you can't see it because my hair is long, and it never will be shorter than this. And this is the reason why, is because I have this cowlick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if my hair gets too short, I just have this hair that just sticks up.
Yeah.
So, like, when I had spiked hair in, like, 7th and 8th grade, like, I had normal spikes, and then in the back, it was just my hair doing...
Get away from my head!
Whatever it was.
It's trying to escape.
Yeah, so it didn't work for me. Look up TakeOver for Switch. You want to keep looking up these games?
We don't got content. So
Dude, okay. You said yes. TakeOver. I can't spell.
Take
over
on me.
Take on me.
This ain't working.
Take me.
Of fame. Oh, here it goes. Takeover trailer. Nintendo. These are all from that. These are all from the indie showcase. Oh God.
Rum, rum, rum. The takeover. Oh, look at that.
This looks worse than Shaq Fu.
This is like 1994 Shaq Fu.
Dude, I kind of want
with some particle effects.
Takeover.
This is very the same.
It is,
except
isn't it?
Except worse. Much worse.
Oh, no, it's kind of like, it reminds me of, like, early 90s, like, I don't know. Do you remember, like, that game that, that, people, it was, like, two brothers, and they, like, had chains, and they beat people on motorcycles? Remember that game? It was an arcade game.
I'm sure, yeah.
I don't remember what it is, but it reminds me of that.
All I remember is Time Cop.
Is are games like this making a resurgence because people my age remember playing those games at a young age, and so we're like, dude, nostalgia.
We can do it again. Right? I don't know. I mean, would you play that game? It looks
terrible. I might play Shaq Fu.
That also looks terrible.
I'm a little ashamed to say it, but I might play Shaq Fu.
Yeah.
Dude, come on. What about a Shaq Fu night on stream here? Seth Colby Shaq Fu night. Come on, dude.
It's Shaq Fu night.
Yeah.
Sure. Bonus content only for YouTube subscribers.
Well, no one is going to pay to see us play Shaq Fu.
No one's paying for it. It's just only on YouTube.
Oh, well, yeah.
We're going to put an audio.
We can't do an audio podcast of us playing Shaq Fu.
Specifically for the YouTube subscribes.
Yeah.
Or Twitch.
Either way. Road Rash is another great game. That's not the one I was thinking of, but that is another awesome game. That's a driving game.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking that my favorite arcade one was Time Cop. I want to say
Time Crisis.
That one,
Time Crisis.
Where you had
they still make those, dude.
You duck down by. I definitely ducked every time.
Oh, of course. If you don't, you lose. Yeah.
Press the foot thing.
Yeah, you got to. And
you don't necessarily need to duck.
Oh no, you have to.
You're pressing the foot.
If you don't duck in real life when your guy in the game ducks, you lose points. That's a fact. The game knows.
The game is so awesome.
Yeah, dude. They still make those. I swear.
I just went
to All-Star Sports for a family reunion.
Yeah.
It's like an arcade, like mini go-kart place here where we live.
Place, yes.
And for all of you that don't know, which is all of you, because no one lives here because this is a crap town.
It's a crap town.
They had Time Crisis there,
yeah.
And I think it was like Time Crisis 6.
Oh, man.
And it looked like a modern game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's probably the same one I was playing.
I mean, it's exactly the same. The graphics are just updated. You still got a foot switch.
Right.
And you got a pistol.
Oh, God.
You know?
That's so awesome.
Did you ever play the ones that had recoil?
Yeah.
Dude, those were even
better.
Everything
was so good, man. I remember the arcade. I want to go back. Spend the time there with all the children. They're going to be like, who's this weird alone dude? Shooting people. Yeah. In the face.
Yeah. Have you ever played Sonic Mania? And so what was your honest opinion? I did not play Sonic Mania. That's a game. I was never into Sonic.
Nope.
I was a Nintendo guy. Sonic was my sworn enemy. Time Crisis 3 for PlayStation 2. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Does that work? Like, there's no pedals for that. So
no.
Do you just, like, hold X or something to stand up? That's got to be it, right?
Sure.
Click, stand up, pop, pop, pop.
Right. Maybe.
I don't know.
It's not the same thing, though, because you got to keep your foot down.
Right.
You can't just hold down X and shoot and move your analog.
I mean, that
stuff.
Time Crisis was great. There was another one that was... There's a lot of games like that in, like, the 90s. Like, there was this one where there was, like, zombie outbreaks, and it was, like, overly violent compared to Time Crisis. Like, you'd shoot, like, barrels of ooze, and they'd, like, explode.
I think I remember that one. Yeah. That was at Laser Tag.
Yeah, that's exactly where I played it, the Laser Quest place.
Yep.
You know that place is still open?
Yeah.
Dude, Seth and Colby Knight at Laser Quest.
We need GoPros strapped to our heads.
You point the gun away from you to hide.
You got a special controller for
that's
it.
That's awesome, actually.
Yeah,
that's works. Really cool.
I want to buy that.
Yeah. Do you have a PlayStation 2?
Nope.
That kind of surprises me. Did you ever have one?
I did.
Okay, just broke or you sold it or something?
It's somewhere in my parents' basement.
So you do have it?
I think so.
You could go dig it out.
I technically could.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a controller or a memory card.
I'm going to Google how much it is on eBay. Time Crisis 3.
Give it to me.
Here it is, dude.
I want it. That is the game.
That's it right there, man.
That is the one.
$41.
What the fuck?
That's actually not bad, considering how old it is. Oh, by new. You can buy it used for $13, though. Virtua Cop is also like Time Crisis, yes. Thoughts on Metroid Samus Returns 3DS Remake? I played Metroid Returns on the Super NES. I was very bad at it. I'm skipping because I'm bad.
Skip it.
I'm bad. Those games are too smart for me.
Skip that stuff.
I need 3D platformers. Sad as that is. Does it come with two guns? Not sure what you're asking, but Amazon asked me to answer. This game definitely supports two players, but every seller is selling a different product. Wow. I don't think Amazon wanted you to not answer with your answer there.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Dude, old games are the best.
Yeah.
They make good games now, but like, you think that like 20 years from now, we're going to look back on games and things that we're doing right now and be like, that was so much better then.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Because I feel like everything in the future is going to be in a virtual, like, things. You're going to have a headset.
Yeah.
Or a wall. And then you can move, and it will track your movement.
Yeah. I was watching this thing the other day about this guy who got an Oculus. And mm-hmm. he's like a 50-year-old dude. Like some executive at some company. Like, he's like our dad. He's mm-hmm. he's our dad. Let's just say he's our dad.
He's our dad.
And yep. he put the thing on, and dad, he was using it to do spreadsheets. But he was using it, he had six virtual monitors.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it'd be like, it's essentially the setup I have in the studio right now where I have four screens, right. but it's in virtual. So he's yeah. just sitting in his chair going like this, working on his spreadsheets. You know, he had one monitor over here and one monitor over here and one monitor over here.
That's stupid.
And he's blown away by it. And I didn't think of virtual reality as anything but gaming.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's actually the way it's going to make money.
Right.
Is you're going to put him on all the office people. You know, in the world, and they're going to use them.
And just throw them in closets. They don't need desk space. You
That's
don't need
exactly
a big
right.
old cubicle anymore.
You don't
just
need,
put them in a
you
closet.
Just need a, you just need a
just,
tower and a headset. Yep. You don't need monitors. You don't need mice. You don't need any of that stuff no more.
Dude, we're going to be cyborgs.
Like, you could even be like, you get a desk, and all of your tchotchkes are virtual tchotchkes. No family photos in yep. real life because we don't have room for them. Put them in your virtual desk.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that was. It's a virtual, but it's also augmented. It could be augmented.
No, to save money, we want it to be virtual, though.
Oh, but what about the rich people? Then they want augmented because they got cool stuff already, right? We only
well,
want the expensive
people,
shit we can't
rich
buy.
Rich people
in real
can
life.
Have a mahogany desk in real life and in the virtual world.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that would say.
I want that. Give it to me.
Dude,
it.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't think of it anything Zuck. But like games and porn yeah. and like people are using it for spreadsheets and that's actually going to change the way that's, people do things.
I don't know. It's just so weird.
Like, because you think about it, it's kind of Tony Stark-ish. Like, obviously we're not there yet,
right.
but like think about a mechanic wearing it and then looking at the underbelly of like a car
mm-hmm.
and like it just scans and shows how it should look and then it highlights the differences, you know? That could happen.
I watched a video about like this new projector that projects like a laser or something like that. You can literally print is what they
okay.
use the term for. Print a image in air and like it rotates in 3D, except it's a laser hall.
Is that because right? it just goes so fast?
I think.
Like the phenomenon, yeah. like when you do a sparkler, you
right.
know, you can write your name, but it's like
that.
It's
a very advanced, you know, those clocks that just do that.
Oh, yeah. Same type of
it's
idea.
It's a much more advanced version of that.
It's crazy.
Yes. What's the worst game you played so far and the best one?
This year?
Yep.
Oh, God. I don't even know what I played this year.
The Witcher.
That was last year.
For me.
That's the best and worst for you, because it's yep. the only game you play.
I liked it better than Shadow of War.
Yeah?
Shadow of whatever. Mordor. Yeah. That one. The first one. Not the new one.
I think, God, I don't know
then
what
again,
games
I
even
like
played
too.
This year.
Those are the only two I played.
I don't think I played any games I disliked this year.
Really?
But that's mostly because I only play games I know I'm going to like. Like, yeah. I'm a huge Destiny guy. So, like, I played Destiny pretty much January through April.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only game I probably even played.
Yeah.
And then Overwatch took over in May, and I played that pretty much. I mean, I would say Breath of the Wild. I played through that. That's probably one of the best games I've ever played, I would say.
Zelda!
You know? I mean, Splatoon, we bought Splatoon, but I'm not a huge fan of Splatoon. Yeah. Chris loves Splatoon, you know?
No.
It's okay. I like Splatoon. It's
looks
just
weird.
It's very repetitive. It's
yeah.
like it's like Call of Duty to me. It's
yeah.
just like I just do the same thing over and over again. But that's exactly what Overwatch is. But
that's
no, you can change characters
exactly
in Overwatch. That's not true.
What Overwatch
nah,
is.
No, because Overwatch has different characters, different play styles.
They have that, too, in Call of Duty now.
They have 25 characters in Overwatch. Are there 25 different characters in Call of Duty? And I don't mean looks. I mean literally the way they play.
Right.
Because
yeah,
every one of them
different.
Has a different speed gun.
It's different.
Secondaries, they're all different.
But I mean, yeah, it's just depending on the guns that you upgrade and the powers that you want. I don't think you can have a sword in Black Ops, mm-hmm. but you got a sword in Overwatch.
You do. And hammers and axes and
ray guns. It's a little bit more creative version of Call of Duty, but it's still Call of Duty.
I mean,
Twitch play.
Yeah, if you're good at it.
Oh, over there. What? Ah!
It's not Twitch play for me because I'm not good.
I'm not either. I have to. It's involuntary. I Twitch.
I'm trying to think of what bad games I played this year, and I honestly don't think there were any.
Yeah.
It's been a good year for games. Horizon Zero Dawn, I played that. It was great. Like, we talk about that all the time on the show because I honestly think that's the future we're heading in. That's kind of terrifying.
A little terrifying.
It's a little terrifying, especially the more we read about the AI in the future. I'm like, we're going to all end up as Horizon Zero Dawn. Yep, that's what's going to happen.
Ooh, yeah, mm-hmm. I haven't played any other games other than those two because I don't play games.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him to go through The Witcher because that's my favorite game of all time.
My PS4 is set. Just...
Yeah. Did you get Destiny 2, dude?
4? I have a 4, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're at
yeah.
now?
Yeah, yeah. I made you get that for Destiny, and then you pooped on it.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you know Cameron... Cameron, the CEO of Duo, he got Destiny 1
mm-hmm.
because Brian, you know, his best friend and now roommate, loves it. Mm-hmm. Me and Brian and Luke played all the time. And he got Destiny 1 for that reason. He didn't like it. He never played it. All right. And now he saw Brian and me play Destiny 2.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, I love this game. And so now he went out and bought Destiny 2. And now he's obsessed. Like, that's how much better it is than Destiny 1.
No.
Yeah, man.
I should get it.
You should.
I should get it, and then that's all I'll do with my life forever. Would that make you happy? Would that make you
happy? You know, can I be 100% honest with you?
What?
Unless you play on the weekends, we're probably not going to play a lot together.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. We might play in the evening sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the problem I have now with Luke, is like, and it annoys me, because like, Luke just lives at home. He doesn't have, I mean, he has a job, but it's not every day. It's not a full-time job like yeah. you have. And so, like, I stream pretty much every day from, like, 9 to 4.
Yep.
And that's when most people are at work. And so when I'm done streaming, I'm like, all right, that's my gaming for the day.
Right.
But Destiny 2, I probably will play after Maybe. Work. I have the last few days.
Maybe, yeah.
Just part of it I want to do, I want to play on stream because people watch, and then if I do something off stream, the next time they watch in the morning, they're like, when'd you get that? And I'm like, off stream last night, bro. And then they're like, well, how dare you?
How dare you get
I don't,
that?
I don't want to do a little of that, but yeah.
How dare you play when we can't watch you?
I don't know. But the next game
you
I'm going to play is going to be the next Shadow of Mordor game.
Because
mm-hmm. they're coming out with Shadow of War. And honestly, that might be a game I'm disappointed
I'll
in.
Watch that.
Because I love Shadow of Mordor, but it's a game that doesn't have a lot of replayability for me.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like it's a lot of fun to play, but once you've done everything and there wasn't a ton to do, like, compared to the collectibles and, like, Breath of the Wild and stuff, there's mm-hmm. not a lot to do. And so I feel like this game is that exact thing, but in a new location. And so I'm worried it's just going to be more of the same.
Have you looked at it at all?
Yeah.
What? I mean, there's different game. You can siege a castle now, man,
yeah,
with your own army.
Yeah, but you could siege a fortress before with your own army. Like, now it's just bigger. Like, I feel like all the things that I did for fun.
I never got to that point.
Because, like I have videos saved of, like, I, like, the second half of the game when I had figured everything out and had upgraded my tree. Because mm-hmm. that's how I play RPGs. I don't progress at all until I've gotten everything. So at the end of the games, or the second half of the game, I'm God going in and playing the campaign. That's not the way it's meant to be played. So yeah. I understand there's some of that is my fault. But like going into the second half of the game, I already knew that you could take control of all the orc hierarchy.
Right.
And then on command, you could make them do things.
Hmm.
And so like the end of the game is take control of the 5 orc lieutenants that work for Sauron's hand. And so I went and systematically took control of every orc that worked for the 5 orcs,
yeah.
and then systematically took on the 4 lesser of the orcs, and then we went all together as one bunch to get the 5th orc, and what I did is I had all the orcs that I had in my command kill the 5th orc, and then you press down on the D-pad, and you can blow up all the people under your control's heads, and then I just killed the entire army. And I literally have like a 25-minute video of, like, they have, like, an actual hierarchy of orcs that yeah. shows there. And it shows one every time someone dies and then another orc takes their place. I have a 25-minute video of it just running through the animation of orcs leaving and coming out and leaving and coming out yeah. because they're all dying.
That's hilarious.
And, like, it's just, that was the pinnacle of the game.
Uh-oh.
I did, and so that wasn't part of the game. And what you just told me is basically what I had already done, but now it's officially something you can do.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different because you couldn't. Could you seize strongholds? Like, I mean, I get that you can control an army, but could you seize a stronghold?
Yeah, not really. Like, you couldn't, like, set up a village or something in them.
Yeah.
Like, you could own a fortress or stronghold because all the orcs in it were under your command,
mm-hmm.
but it still was an orc stronghold.
Right.
Like, you could walk through it freely because they're under your command. They don't hurt you, but they're still orcs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's different in the next one, but...
I'm sure it's going to be somewhat the same, but yeah, I mean...
I kind of wanted to move out of Mordor. That's honestly my biggest complaint, is that
yeah.
it's in Mordor. Like, I get it, Mordor is scary, Sauron, blah, 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 but like...
Shadow of War. I heard
give me
that
a bigger Middle Earth,
I heard they have, like, an open, like, field kind of battle, too, in it or something.
That'd be cool.
Something like that.
I mean, but, they I have mean, a...
Also,
they,
The fortress taking has objectives, so you got to right. get past the front gate. You got to get to this point, then you got to do this, then you got to defend the boss. But I mean, like, as I'm saying that, that's every single fortress that you're going to take. You're doing the same thing,
right?
So I don't really.
And that's
know.
Fine. I don't really mind that. I mean, I'll probably a game. If it's like the first game and objective wise, I'll probably 100% that game on stream just because I can. But like, I want. I think the biggest problem is that it kind of fights itself in awesomeness. Because I honestly want that game was so good, Lord of the Rings style, and true to Lord of the Rings. Yeah. And like the character design was great. The actual playing of it was fun and great.
Mm-hmm.
I want that, but now I want it as a Lord of the Rings game.
Right.
That's the problem. Like I play it and I just go, God, I really wish Gandalf was in this game. You know, or
he should be, right?
I agree. That's what I don't like about it.
He was probably around back then.
Well, and it doesn't make sense because like, all these people wouldn't care at all about the dude who made the ring for Sauron, which is ultimately what that first game's about.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't have any intermixing because there's lore already for Gimli and Legolas and all what they were doing during this time, so they can't just make it up for the game because it's supposed to fit into the timeline.
Right.
But at the same time, I would like this game, but now it's, you know, the Battle of Sauron in... You know, we see in the movies.
Yeah,
or,
just give me the movies playable. That
agreed.
Would be sweet.
That's what I want. And so because it's not that, it takes points off the game, even though that's not fair to the game, because it was never supposed to be that. But I look at it and go, I just want it to be that.
Didn't they have Lord of the Rings games, though?
Yeah, they did.
They were bad.
I don't think they were bad. I think they were average, if I remember correctly.
I was like, I think they were before, like, Assassin's Creed.
Yes, and they weren't, like, open world and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that was before
like, here's a
systems could do open world. Yeah. So, like, that's what I want now. And that's, like, the problem with Star Wars games now, too. Like, Battlefront had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Battlefront by itself wasn't terrible, but you just looked at it and you go, there's no prequels in this. There's no sequels in this.
Mm-hmm.
There's Darth Maul isn't in this. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff missing, and that subtracts points away from the game, even though the game never claimed to have that.
Yeah.
And so it hurts it.
That is true.
And that's the problem I have with these awesome franchise games, is that give us everything, or we're probably not going to like it as much, because we already know what you could give us.
Like, I mean, if they actually made a good game from a movie... Like, that would do so well.
I would think so.
Like, I mean, Lord of the Rings.
Well, the Spider-Man one looks good. The Spider-Man game.
It does.
But that's an example of where they're not trying to make it a movie.
Right.
Like, that's a separate Spider-Man. And comics have the luxury of that, where they can have, right, 30 different, you know, things that happened at the same time. Yeah. And because they're making an Avengers game, too, where it's going to be, from what I think it's like an action RP, like, action game. Like Uncharted, but you get to choose any character you want while you're doing it. And that'd be cool.
That would be sick.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
That would be Iron Man immediately. You could fly.
That's kind of the problem, is like everyone's going to pick Iron Man.
Yeah, like why would you not? I'm going to be Captain America running around on the ground, hitting people with my shield.
Well, there's also problems with comic book games. It's like you start putting people in there that are literally indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no way Vision is going to get killed by a street thug with a minigun or like a handgun. Like that's never going to happen, so... Like, if you're Vision, you should be God, and you should just go in and just stand there and take 1,000 shots, and then and it's gone.
All done.
There's a new Jurassic Park game coming out, but it's just a teaser. Dude, have you seen that Jurassic Park teaser?
Mm-mm.
Do you like Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
I actually put, because this was probably 3 or 4 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I put this in the show prep, but since it was a game, it didn't make it to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so hyped.
This whole show has been games.
It has now. Yeah, thanks to Mirage Leonardo 84.
Let's see it, man. That's right. What I wanna see it.
I'm gonna Google it.
What do you get to do? Ride raptors and be Chris Pratt?
No.
Bang whatever.
Do you remember? Do you ever play like the Sims games?
Mm-hmm.
Like Sim Park or Sim Golf or those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that mixed with Command and Conquer.
Interesting.
Kind of. That's kind of a weird description.
That would be, that
but
would
here's
be
the
weird.
Here's the trailer. I think you'll get it from the trailer. So. Here we go.
Give me that.
You bet this.
Jurassic World.
Oh, and Dead Rising 4 is coming. You like Dead Rising, don't you?
I did play, I think, the first one.
Yeah.
Not since then, though. Zombies freak me out.
Okay, so there's a giant T-Rex just... So this is the gameplay. So see, it's like you build your park and then deal with the outbreaks.
Oh, that guy's dead. Why would you just not eat that guy? Don't go for
that
one.
Well, this guy looks tastier.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, that guy's dead.
That would be me.
Man, this Tyrannosaurus
is
he's hungry.
Holy. Holy
hungry,
moly.
And see, like, you build a new building.
You think this is actually how it looks?
Yeah. Well, it says pre-rendered footage, so no.
Okay.
But because it's all going to be top-down, that's going to, like, the dinosaurs down there at the bottom, that's going to be the quality.
Right.
Like, it'll look really good because it will never be close-up. But yeah, you get to build your own Jurassic Park, dude.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you love city skylines. Yeah. It's like that, but it's Jurassic Park.
Yep. That's pretty cool.
I'm hyped for that, dude.
What?
I've never seen this part.
End credit scene. Oh, I had to get the roar in there.
Yeah, dude. It's beautiful. But yeah, dude. I don't know if this is... Chad, is this coming to other systems besides Xbox? I don't know. I would assume so. It doesn't say only
really
on
assume.
Xbox, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That Jurassic Park game...
Why would you limit half your audience?
That looks awesome to
by
me.
By only going to one. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Looks pretty cool, and yeah, I play City Skylines, but there it's gotten very, very to the point of why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like you keep doing the same thing.
Yep. You only got so many roads and railroads and trams and boats and.
Well, there comes a point I feel like in every game where unless you're going to make a YouTube channel and start building, like, trick things, like, here's the world's largest railroad in City Skylines that does 5 loop-de-loops through City Hall. Like, unless you're going to do that stuff, at some point, unless it's therapeutic,
right.
You know, like, Gwent for me is just therapeutic, you just pick another game,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Like, Planet Coaster is another big one at the moment, too.
Right.
It's, like,
it's the same idea, right?
Roller Coaster Tycoon on crack, though.
You just build new roller coasters constantly.
And, like, they have so many props that you could just... God, it gets so intricate with that game. So intricate.
There's a Planet of the Apes game coming to PlayStation 4.
Dude, I want to be Caesar.
Dude.
Give me that.
You know, there was a piece of prep that I had last week that we also didn't get to on the show. That Fox, or whoever that makes Planet of the Apes the movies, is like... pushing really hard for Oscars. For Planet
Rated
of the
T
Apes.
For team.
Excuse me, I did not tell you to play. So, like, they want Oscars to go for acting and visual effects and, like, picture, like actual Oscars, ones that matter, for Planet of the Apes. Because, like, it's the end of the trilogy, it deserves some recognition. And, like, at first thought, I'm like, that's ridiculous. But, like, at what point does the guy who played Gollum, the guy who played King Kong, the guy who plays Caesar, what point does he get some recognition for...
Hadn't he...
I don't think he's won Oscars.
I think he's gotta.
I don't think so,
for best actor.
Andy Serkis. Well, that's what he deserves, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, right here, first thing, will Planet of the Apes finally bring Andy Serkis awards respect to Andy Serkis and motion capture? See, Andy Serkis, I don't want to watch the movie. A familiar question being asked about Andy Serkis' starring roles, ape leader Caesar at War for Planet of the Apes. His third and final film in the Apes franchise. It is the same one we heard after he played Gollum in Lord of the Rings and in The Hobbit, Unexpected Journey, and the title role in King Kong is even louder this time. Serkis, 53, is the undisputed master of acting in specialized bodysuit and head-mounted camera used in motion capture performances, performances that are painstakingly enhanced to make him look like a giant gorilla, an ape revolutionary, or whatever freak creature Gollum was. But Serkis this far has been shut out of Oscar nominations. This could change with critically praised performance that concludes his six-year run as Caesar. Look at this picture of him, dude. We seem to have this conversation with every Serkis film that ends up nowhere, says Pete Hammond, awards columnist for Deadline.com. But this is the quintessential, almost Shakespearean performance. Does he deserve to be nominated? Absolutely. Will he? I won't take that to the bank, but hope springs eternal. Critics have rallied around Serkis this year. It's truly an injustice as Serkis' third and best turn as Caesar doesn't get a serious push. War could turn the tide for Serkis. Oh, go ahead.
No, I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either.
No. They're too stuck up.
Awards voters, including those in the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences acting branch, are wary of normalizing motion capture performances, said Scott Feinberg, awards columnist for The Hollywood Reporter. They fear this is another step to not needing actors at all. They won't want to expedite the process by honoring it.
Are they stupid?
Well, that's what's crazy about it, is that you do need actors. Like, you're awarding him for being an amazing actor.
Mm-hmm. Without motion capture, all of the animated movies that somewhat look real or any... any flipping creature like, don't you think, that has facial emotions.
Don't you they should be worried that the opposite is true. That like if actors don't ever get recognition for great motion capture,
then
actors
pay,
are going to be like forget it, just animate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Stupid.
That doesn't make sense, right?
Stupid. I always thought the Academy is are idiots. They're straight up idiots. They're like, "Huh, what film this year gave us the most pump in our anus?
Right.
Which one did it?" Was it The Life of Pi? I think it was The Life of Pi. Let's give that 26 awards.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. I'm with you, dude. I think it's stupid.
Oh, Life of Pi, the CGI is so good, yet we're not going to give it to the actor who is the CGI who did the things well.
I agree. I mean, I can't argue with anything you just said because it's 100% accurate. And also, Andy Serkis is a good actor in his own right. Like,
he is. He's so good.
Yeah.
He's done
Which is obvious.
So many different voices. And Caesar is a badass.
Dude.
Like, I saw the clip that he gave to Stephen Colbert when he was, like, pushing for this new ape movie.
Right.
And it was, like, him transforming into the ape, like, slowly over the course of a monologue he did. That monologue was the most intense thing I'd ever seen.
Dude, he's an amazing actor.
He should play freaking, if he wasn't the Wakanda man, he should be Thanos.
Well, he was also, but see, that's kind of why I like him as Wakanda man. It's like, it's Andy Serkis.
It's actually him. Yes.
Yeah.
And like, why wouldn't he want to do that more if, like, that's the only roles that get awards?
Well,
aren't
there actors out there
important.
That get awards for, like, transforming their bodies? You know, like Daniel Day-Lewis, he went through hours and
hours
of makeup. Christian Bale got super skinny, you know, for The Machinist,
face?
And he won an Oscar.
30 Seconds to Mars guy.
Yeah, that's another
Jared
one.
Leto.
Jared Leto. Like, they
Matthew McConaughey did, too.
Yeah, for the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever, Dallas Buyers Club. And, like, they what's the difference between that and you becoming an ape?
I don't know.
Except that they actually make him an ape in the movie.
Right. Because,
like, him being Gollum and him being Caesar, like, he becomes invisible because those creatures become real.
Right.
Like, the Lord of the Rings Gollum, the CG on the Lord of the Rings Gollum is, like, what, 20 years old? It's
Close.
Almost 20 years old, right?
Close.
And you watch it today and it holds up. And I guarantee you that's because Andy Serkis' performance is so real that it gets rid of any bad CGI you see.
Yeah, he's a little plasticky looking in the older ones.
Right, but like any other movie from 98 or 99, whenever that came out,
any other example during that time would be terrible.
Right.
Yes.
Right. It's flat and it's not well
engineered
lit.
Engineered the
just,
motion capture. In that
it's
movie.
Because Andy Serkis was Gollum that Gollum worked.
Oh,
and,
1,000%.
And if it hadn't been Andy Serkis, if it had been just completely animated, like a Toy Story type of thing, it would have fell apart.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been all anyone talked about. It's like when Dobby came out. Remember when Dobby was there and he's completely animated? There's no reference material and people were like, he looks so good. You go back and look at him in Chamber of Secrets, he looks like trash garbage.
Yeah.
That's because he was great for the time, but ain't no more.
But ain't
you go
no
back and
more.
Watch Lord of the Rings, which was made in the 90s, that's crazy!
You go back and watch Matrix Reloaded, the second one, and then that plastic Neo Agent Smith fight is so apparently terrible.
And that was like top of the line, amazing visuals back
then. I mean, maybe. I remember thinking it looked terrible. Well, it was the first time I was seeing that much CGI people.
Right.
So I was like, holy shit! But yeah.
Right. Well, and they probably came out about the same time.
Holding up, it would not. It does.
You know
not.
What they should have done is put cardboard people in there and they would have sold all
those cardboard people, man. Super cheap. Don't have to pay them. No insurance. Don't have to worry about them falling apart. We'll just glue them back together.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Christopher
Nolan. Andy Serkis deserves.
A genius.
Andy Serkis deserves.
You think he's
going to
get awards? For Dunkirk?
Oh, yes.
You think?
Oh, yes. It'll be
Do
Best Picture.
You think Picture. This year?
I'm telling you, it's going to be sound editing. It's going to be Best Picture because there's 10 Best Pictures.
Okay.
So they could throw them in there even if they're not deserving of winning.
Right.
So it'll be sound editing, cinematography, Best Picture, visual effects, original screenplay.
Really?
I think so.
Screenplay?
I think screenplay will be in
there. There's barely any screenplay.
Dude, we are the only people on the planet that don't like Dunkirk.
Should we watch it again?
No.
We've only seen it once.
No.
I feel like we need to watch it
again.
I'll
tell you why. All right. I listen to this podcast called Big O and Dukes.
Yeah.
All right. They do this exact same formula as us. They just talk about whatever's happening in their lives. Okay.
Yeah.
They go see movies a lot. and then they talk about him on the show. One of the movies was Dunkirk, because one of the guys, Chad Dukes, one of the hosts, is like big into war. Like, he's a historian about that type of stuff.
Right.
And so he went and saw it, and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the time where I no longer relate to this show.
Uh-oh.
Because they're going to like it, and I'm not going to like it, and I'm going to lose respect for him.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally, almost to the sentence, said the exact same things we did.
Really?
Can't relate to the characters, too long, the fight scenes were awesome, why did Tom Hardy have to die?
Yep.
The exact same things, and they were just like us. They're like, every other person likes this movie, and it was boring.
Yep.
And they gave it like 2.5 out of 5, which is exactly what we gave it, because it was okay.
It was all right.
It was okay.
To see the fight scenes and the practicalness right. of it and the aerial battles.
Right, if they had taken out the Tom Hardy scenes...
Legit.
It would have been a 1.5.
Oh, yeah.
If they have taken out the boat scenes, it would be a 0.5.
It would be.
If it was just Harry Styles running around on a boat in France, no. 0
that
stars.
Was so terrible. And then I just don't know. Like, I've heard that's good. That looks good.
What?
Chat. Look up Hostels, the new movie coming out.
It's a Western film with Christian Bale.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I've heard it's going to be good already. But, the decision to not show the Nazis, like, why? That would have made that whole boat scene with Harry Styles a lot more interesting.
Agreed.
Because they were getting shot at, but from who? You didn't know if it was, like, British soldiers being bored as shit trying to have target practice.
Well,
you have no idea.
We beat this horse to death.
Yeah.
I mean, you're totally right, because, like... The idea was we don't show the Nazis because you want that impending doom that they're out there. But, like, the people in the boat, they looked through the hole, and they saw the Nazis.
Also,
so they knew.
Also, the Nazis aren't some, like, demon character from your closet. Like, they're humans, too.
Right. You just put them in a
costume.
That
were just led astray because they had a completely different mindset.
Yes.
I'm not giving light to Nazis.
Sounds
I'm
like you're a Nazi sympathizer,
they're
bro.
Not like demons, okay? They're not horror creatures.
Say you
to where
hate,
we,
say
we
you hate Hitler, you won't.
I hate Hitler. I hate him. He was a douche.
He is a douche.
He is like the biggest douche.
He's literally the biggest
but,
douche.
But yeah, I haven't seen this trailer yet, but I heard it's
okay,
good.
Okay, audio people. Twitch.tv/SethColby.
Watch the show.
YouTube.com/SethColby. Me and Colby are just now going to geek out.
Yep.
We're going to watch this trailer.
Yep.
And they'll probably get flagged for copyright.
Oh, we definitely will.
Yeah, and then I'll have to dispute it, and it'll be a whole thing. And
but see, we're creatively commenting on it.
I agree.
And H3.
Oh, I think he's talking, and we're talking over it. Hold on, rewinding.
What's he talking about?
For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me.
Is that Christian Bale?
I think so.
And that which I was afraid of has come unto me.
I'm already in, dude. I'm already.
You believe in the Lord, Joseph?
Yes, I do. But he's been blind to what's going on out here a long time.
My God, dude, this looks great.
You know, I've killed everything that's walked or crawled. If you do it enough... You get used to it.
Oh, there's
that
creepy guy from Breaking Bad.
Understand this. When we lay our heads down out here, prisoners.
Terrible sound effect right there, though. Dude, that looks so good. I have no idea what that movie's about.
I know, and I kind of like that.
I know, I agree.
Like,
it doesn't tell
waiting.
Us anything about the movie, and that's
I
what
was
I want.
Waiting for the plot, but yeah, it didn't.
Coming soon.
It looks good, though.
Coming soon.
Yeah, I'll watch that. I'm down with that.
Potential Oscar bait for Christian Bale. What do you think?
Possible.
Yeah, I would say that's
yeah,
the whole idea.
Possible.
What does that come out? Hostiles. Why did I say hot? Like I'm British.
Hostiles.
The Hostiles are here.
Hostiles,
it says 2017.
Aluminium is coming to the Hostiles.
September 2nd?
It's out.
It's out? Chat, why didn't you tell me, man? I don't know how to spell. I'm looking up showtimes right now.
God, dude. I hate.
I'm looking up showtimes right now. Sorry, Colby. I didn't want to trigger
what
you.
What are you going to fuck into?
Oh God! I about pooped my pants. Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, really good.
Here.
Really good for the alphabetical listing of the movies.
And
you
I was
know?
Like, wait a second. And then it's like, because I thought
it's
like
pre-order.
I was wrong.
Oh yeah,
it's pre-order.
Dumbest thing ever.
I hate Regal so much.
So it's not playing there. Jackie Chan has a new film out called The Foreigner. Yeah, I've seen that one. That looks crazy cool too because it's Jackie Chan.
Ooh, Jackie Chan's the best.
And it's like a dramatic role.
He's the best. Are you telling me that Hostiles movie is not a major release?
Well, that's why I'm looking at our
bigger
theater now.
Or is it
bigger
just recently
now.
Released and it's not everywhere yet?
I mean, you think it would be...
Yeah, maybe it's like a small release September 2nd and then
major. Oh, my
major.
God. Chris, they're playing all the Studio Ghibli movies! Oh, my God, we're going to go see all those, dude.
The what?
Dude, Spirited Away... Nausicaa Valley of the Wind, Howl's Moving Castle. Those are like amazing
what?
Films, and you're a piece of trash if you don't like those.
Oh,
films.
Yeah, says the guy who hadn't seen The fucking Departed.
Dude, you gotta let go of The Departed.
Never
The Departed.
Will until you see it, you bitch.
Chat, what's better, The Departed or Miyazaki movies?
Yeah, definitely.
Chat's gonna side with me because
not.
They have a brain.
God.
Let's see here.
I've also seen that Birth of a Dragon. It's definitely not Bruce Lee. But it's about Bruce Lee. I was like, he's not still alive, is he?
Bruce Lee's dead,
yeah,
right?
He's yeah, he's definitely dead.
All right, so how come it says September 2nd, but it's not really right? Oh, at the Telluride Film Festival. God, we got baited, dude.
We got bait switched.
We got baited.
God, cucks. I don't know if that's a blocked word or not.
I don't know.
I've been seeing more YouTubers bleep their.
We don't have
YouTubes.
Monetization on our YouTube. I'm not worried about
that's
it.
That's a good point.
We get all of our money through your follows and likes, which, by the way,
yep.
By the way, friends, if you like what you see and hit that follow button, that would be most appreciative.
It'd be sweet. Super sweet.
Give him a creepy smile, Colby. Okay, if you don't follow because of that, I understand.
Yep. Yeah,
I understand.
You probably shouldn't now.
Oh, goodness. Dude, what about It? You care about It?
I don't. I hate clowns.
Like, every single friend of mine went and saw It
mm-hmm.
this weekend except you.
Really?
And I don't know why. Like, Brandon went and saw it. Nick went and saw it.
I heard it was good, but it's a horror movie.
Yeah, I don't want to go see a clown,
go see
a scary clown movie.
Clown kill people.
I'm terrified of that, dude.
Like... And
I don't want that.
The Clown Society or whatever.
Yeah, they're
so
mad, dude. I'm walking arm in arm with the Clown Society. That's part of the reason I want to watch it. So,
yeah.
You know, solidarity with the
solidarity.
Clowns. But seriously, like, I don't...
Clowns have had a bad name ever since one clown killed, like, 30 people.
Clowns have had a bad name ever since they started becoming clowns and wearing face makeup and going to children's parties and honking their noises and big floppy
yeah,
shoes.
It's been on the decline. It's not just this movie.
But
so
maybe that's not true because, you know...
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald's a clown, and I feel great like they point. Wouldn't make him a clown if clowns weren't cool back in the 70s.
Maybe.
Right? Or the 60s, whatever McDonald's was formed.
That would kind of make sense,
right.
But well, they said that it was with the original It movie, which came out in, what, 1980, something like that?
Yeah, that sounds about right. It was right around when I was born.
It was around the late
1900s. I think it was made in 1766. I think George Washington was a walk-on actor.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he crossed the Delaware with a single red balloon tied to the front of his boat.
Perfect. He is whatever the clown's name, Pennywise.
Yeah.
He is the clown.
Great band name, by the way.
Pennywise.
Yeah. But, yeah, dude.
Also,
I'm
new American Horror Story is all about clowns.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I mean, clowns are creepy,
do
dude.
Do you know about that?
No.
It's set last year, right when Trump got elected. I watched the first episode.
What is that? Get out of here. What was that?
I watched the first episode, and yeah, it's got footage from a speech that Donald Trump gave and, like, Donald Trump masks, and it's focused on, like, two people. One's a Trump supporter, one's a really strong Hillary supporter, and their reactions to the election, and just they're the farthest of the spectrum of people who cared about it. Like, she just breaks down, starts crying when Hillary lost, and then he,
Snowflake?
Like, he humps the TV because he's so happy that Donald Trump won.
Oh,
he really
God.
Does. That's Evan Peters. Quicksilver from X-Men. He humps the TV. All and right. then Sarah Paulson, you know. She's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no.
And then, yeah, there's creepy clowns in it. I don't like it.
I don't like clowns, dude.
I don't either.
I'm not ashamed. Like, I'm not actually scared of clowns. Like, I don't know. I don't actually don't even know what I'm scared of.
Yeah.
Like moths. I don't like moths.
I don't like bugs.
Yeah, bugs are gross.
Get out of here, bugs.
I don't like bugs.
Spiders.
But like, there's a guy I worked with back when I had a day job, and he didn't like three things. Cotton, all right? Baked beans.
Cotton as in the shirts that he would have to wear?
Yes. Like, but balls. Okay. Balls of cotton, all right? Gotcha. And baked beans. He didn't like baked beans. It freaked him out. And then clowns.
Interesting.
So one day we made him like a clown out of cotton balls and he put it in his desk. That was pretty great. And I used to put like cans of beans in his desk.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's pretty. Not like opened, like a closed can of beans.
All over his desk.
Yeah, I just used to open up a can of beans. Just, you like beans? That's what I would do every time, dude.
You like beans?
Yeah, I heard you love bees. Bees?
Bees?
Bees? Bees?
Bees?
What are we doing, dude?
God, I don't even remember that show.
Oh, man. So, you want to talk about some actual topics here tonight?
Yeah, let's talk about the ones that you brought.
All right. I mean, there's not a ton of them. We can talk about China is banning fossil fuel in cars and just switching, basically mandatory, making it electric vehicles. They haven't set a date yet, but basically they're banning fossil fuel.
Yep. That sounds like a climate change conspiracy.
There's a lot of
themselves.
Climate change news this week. Because, you know, Miami's underwater right now, and it's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a hot topic.
You want to hear my conspiracy?
Yeah, dude, please.
All right, I got to get my Alex Jones voice on here.
All right, let's do it.
So, they, as in the government, can control the weather, all right? So, the Democrats and the ruling party of Soros or whatever.
Soros?
Soros.
Okay.
George Soros. They don't like Donald Trump, so he doesn't believe in climate change. So what they did is now they're doing these crazy weather events to be like, hey, if you didn't believe in climate change, here's a big example of it right here. Or it's just climate change.
Yeah, it could also be that.
I think it's just that.
Yeah.
But that's my conspiracy.
Did you see that Rush Limbaugh called it a hoax, but then he left Florida?
A hoax?
Yeah, he's like, the strength
when
of it.
When will that person
the strength
be taken
of it is a hoax.
Of, like, we don't need to hear
like, he didn't say the hurricane didn't exist. Anymore. He's like, the strength of it is being overblown by the liberal media.
Yeah, sure.
But then he fled Florida like 3 days before.
Probably because you had evacuation notice to get the hell out of there because it's a Category 5 hurricane that has flooded Miami.
Nah, man. It's Category 4 now.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
That's totally better. You know, Category 0, maybe. That would be nice.
Here's the best image I saw of the whole thing right here. I'm going to find it real quick. Right here.
Okay. May strike for... Disregard that, Frank. It's a bunch of liberal bullshit. That's fantastic.
That right there, that is like It's Always Sunny at its best.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, there's lots of climate change stories. We could talk about this one. This is more lighthearted, where how women perceive the attractiveness of men on dating sites. We could talk about that one. That one's pretty good. This guy recreated the drug pyrimethamine.
Oh.
Okay. Which is a drug that costs $750 over the counter.
For a pill.
And he recreated it for... $1.
That's insane.
And he made a YouTube video.
Oh my God.
He's basically like, I'm not going to get into the whole pharma price gouging argument. Everyone says it much better than me. I just wanted to make this point. I did this in my basement. I only use chemicals that the average person could buy, paint thinner, hair relaxants, drain cleaner, etc. I had no literature procedure, so I made it up as I went. And then I effed up every single step along the way, and yet I could still make it for less than half of the $750 price that it goes for in America. Think how cheap a proper lab could do it. That's what he says. So he literally made this pill.
Dude, those home like chemists.
Yeah, dude.
Kind of freak me out.
It's crazy.
They kind of freak me out.
It's like advanced cooking. Mm-hmm. Really, it's like you mix things together. In the exact right amount,
poison
it could make things that kill you, heal you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of intense, actually.
Mm-hmm. And there's like, I don't know what I watched on it. Maybe a Vice article or something where they were talking about just homegrown chemists,
right?
Stuff like that, and they're making they could alter diseases to where they would
nuts.
Not be affected by
nuts,
the serum.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that wouldn't be good, right? So there's another way that we're gonna die: nuclear war, climate. And at-home chemists poisoning
spreading
everyone
diseases
with disease,
through the air,
like
yeah.
zombie disease. We're mm-hmm. all becoming zombies because of this dick who's messing around with chemicals in his basement.
Yeah.
Or we could get pills for, you know, not ridiculous priced.
Yeah. I'm telling you, dude. I don't think that last one's going to happen.
There's a good and bad, but yeah.
But, yeah, we're definitely, it's definitely going to be nuclear
pharmaceutical
war, right?
Or
first.
Yeah, they're just, they're
it's,
crazy.
It's nuclear war first,
they're
let's
crazy.
Be real.
Let's be real.
Okay, we could also talk about this ridiculous game that these people on the internet made up. I just kind of want to talk about this, so can we just play this real
oh,
quick?
Oh, yeah, let's just play
it. My roommates and I invented a game, and I wanted to share it with the world. So I'm just going to play this on stream. Here we go, guys.
Jesse?
Yeah.
This is Dodge Hog.
Brandon. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, it's loading. They're just standing up. Okay, so let's kind of set it up while I probably
right,
need to
refresh. Three men in a circle, blindfolded.
Yes,
there is a ceiling.
Blindfold is generous. Yeah. They're wearing T-shirts on their
there,
head,
it's
like balled up on their head.
There is a ceiling fan above them with
yes.
something hanging.
I would assume a stuffed pig because it's called something hog.
It needs to be hard, or else there's...
I don't want to hurt him. I think it's about violence.
It's about violence. It's definitely about violence.
Okay.
Anyway, right. So they each have to stand up while this thing is dangling down from the fan and hope to not get hit by this thing dangling down, and they can't see.
Right.
So that's about it.
Okay, well, here we go.
Let me see.
Hey, Jesse,
the explanation.
Yeah, this is Dodge Hog.
Yeah, Dodge Hog.
Dodge Hog.
3, 2, 1.
So he just stood up for 1 second.
Jake. 3.
And then you get to pick
2,
the next person.
1.
Mississippi.
Oh, Brandon. I'm not showing it. I'm so sorry.
3, 2, 1.
1 Mississippi.
It like kind of grazed his head.
So 3, stupid.
2, 1.
What are these guys doing? You got pig.
Yes.
You got pig.
Okay. Jesse, take Jesse's position.
No, I think we're fine.
No, you're
fine.
Okay. You're fine.
It'd be too much work. Okay. Jake. 3, 2, 1.
1 Mississippi. Brandon. 3,
this is ridiculous.
2, 1.
There's like a girl on the couch like, what are these idiots doing?
This looks the coolest by far.
Dude, that is just a fucking fluffy pig.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a fluffy pig, dude.
Stupid.
So That's a great game. I feel like you could play.
Yeah, it needs
like
to
you,
be like actual,
4 years
like,
ago, that would have been the game, hey, dude.
No, yeah, you got to get like a slab of meat and hang it
with a knife on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then you just get stabbed when you stand up. That's a way to.
I think that's actually it's like how long before the Russians are doing this with knives attached
yep,
to the fan? Yeah,
1000%.
Yeah, so
that's a good way to slim down your friends list, but.
Yeah, the one girl in the room is sitting back and wondering how her men got so messed up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It should be something that hurts like a brick. It turns out you're not alone on the
See?
Internet, man.
You just gotta have pain involved. There's no like, oh, I lost a game. Oh, no, I lost a game. No, you gotta be
apparently,
like, ow, my fucking head.
They did it with a coffee mug. They just didn't have a video of it.
Uh-huh. See, that would be better. That would be the more entertaining
God,
video.
That would have hurt, dude, getting hit in the side of the head
I'm
with a
down.
Coffee mug. What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? Okay, you want to talk about this old city that got found, or women, or climate change? Because that's all we got left.
Women.
Women?
Women.
All right. This week, this is from OkCupid. This week, we will confront an unfortunate truth of online dating. No matter how much time you spend polishing your profile, honing your IM banter, or perfecting your message introductions, it's your picture that matters most. We're going to look at your photo effect, or we're going to look at how your photos affect both the messages you get and how successful your own outgoing messages are. We all know that beautiful people are more successful daters, but let's quantify exactly how much. Okay?
Okay.
To illustrate the spectrum of looks we're talking about here and to put some human faces on our discussion, I want to introduce you to a few photos of real OkCupid users. Here are two women and two men near the top of our range. Okay, so these are the hottest people.
Okay.
All right, I don't know OkCupid. And here are two sets rated in the middle. So these are the average-looking people. All right.
Okay.
And then if you're at the bottom of the curve, it didn't feel right to write someone and say, can I use you to illustrate the concept of ugliness in my blog? So you'll just have to extrapolate. Yeah. The above featured users has gracefully agreed to let me post their pictures, so please don't make them regret it. Funnily enough, I have had to write about a dozen beautiful female users before any of them would even get back to me. Life intimates blog. Anyhow, I know the attractiveness is far from a universal concept, but maybe keep those folks in mind as we go through the data. We'll start with a simple line chart. The information I'll present in this post is not normalized because, as we'll see, it's interesting how men and women evaluate looks differently. So, male appraisal of female attractiveness. All right. Our chart shows how men have rated women on a scale from 0 to 5. The curve is symmetric and surprisingly charitable. A woman is likely to be considered extremely ugly, as is likely to be considered extremely ugly as extremely beautiful, and the majority of women have been rated about medium. The chart looks normalized, even though it's just the unfiltered opinions of our male users. Hmm. So this chart is showing that most people are rated between 2 and 4.
Yeah.
Like, most of them, though, the peak is 3.
But, yeah, pretty damn close to most attractive and least attractive are rated the same amount.
Exactly. So to men,
is that a conscious brain of men just being like, we know what's attractive?
Right. So you're either, so to men, it's not binary. You're ugly or you're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Most women are between like one step below average or one step above average.
Right.
It's very rare that you're ugly or a 5.
Are men more logical? I don't think so. Right. I think that's a woman thing.
I don't know, dude. We're more dumb.
I know that for sure. Well, I guess general, or I don't know what fact.
Given the popular wisdom that Hollywood, the internet, and Photoshop have created unrealistic expectations of how women should look, I found the fairness and, well, realism of this gray art kind of heartening. Now let's superimpose a distribution of actual messages you guys have sent. So 2/3 of male messages go to the top 1/3 of women. So even though men say, oh, you're a 4 or higher, men are still like, I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah. I'm going to push my luck. It's the internet. Why's she on here if she's not into losers?
I mean, you ain't wrong, dude. So 2/3 of male messages go to the top 1/3 of women, attractive-wise.
Wow.
So when it comes down to actually choosing targets, men choose the model-esque. Someone like Room to Dance Above gets nearly 5 times as many messages as a typical woman and 28 times as many messages as a woman at the low end of our curve. Site-wide, 2/3 of male messages go to the best-looking 1/3 of women. So basically, guys are fighting each other for two for one for the absolute best-rated females, while plenty of potentially charming, even cute girls go unwritten because they're not models.
That's dumb.
Isn't that dumb?
I don't message the hot women.
The medical term for this is male pattern madness. The female equivalent of the above chart shows a different bias. As you can see from the gray line, women rate an incredible 80% of guys as worse looking than medium. Very harsh. On the other hand, when it comes to actual messaging, women shift their expectations only just slightly ahead of the curve, which is a healthier pattern than guys pursuing the all but unattainable. But with the basic rating so out of whack, the two curves together suggest some strange possibilities for female thought process, the most salient of which is that the average-looking woman has convinced herself that the vast majority of males aren't good enough for her, but she then goes right out and messages them anyway.
God, this is going to be a feminist, like, rager, man.
Just to illustrate that women are operating on a very different scale, here are just a few of the many, many guys here in the office that we think are totally decent-looking, but that women have rated in their occult way as significantly less attractive than so-called medium. So, like,
I mean, I agree, minus the guy with the guitar.
Like, there's a couple of dudes. Like, this guy, I would say, is average.
Yeah.
This guy's average. This guy looks coked out of his mind, but if he took a shower, he'd be average. This dude is actually my least favorite because he's a douche.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that you would like him the most because you are also a douche.
I am also the
douche. That makes a lot of sense. But, like, I wouldn't say they're below average, would you?
Well, then, I don't get it. Like, they say, like, men are the monsters and, you know, only focus on beautiful women when really women are just like, no man is beautiful. So, like, the stipulations of, like, what Hollywood presents as men compared to women is more even on men's side rather than women. Women, like, are, from that chart, it looks like they see Hercules in a movie and they're like, if I don't have that, everyone else is ugly.
Yeah.
But then men see, you know, Kate Upton and be like,
but women,
if I had
don't
someone
try
pretty close to
go for Hercules, they still go for me.
Yeah.
The ugly ones. But then the men are like, I'm just going to message Kate Upton straight away, even though I know.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Just try it. I don't know. That's weird. That is super weird.
Doesn't make any sense. Females of OKCupid, we site founders say to you, ouch. Paradoxically, it seems it's women, not men, who have unrealistic standards for the average member of the opposite sex.
That's what I was trying to say.
Finally, I just want to combine the two charts to emphasize how much fuller the inboxes of good-looking people get. I've scaled this graph to show multiple messages sent to the lowest-rated people. For instance, the most attractive guys get 11 times the messages the lower-rated do, and the medium-rated get about 4 times as much. The graph also dynamically illustrates just how much more important a woman's looks are than a guy's. Now let's take a look at how senders and recipients' attractives affects reply rates, just not the number of messages sent.
Mm.
As you would expect, more attractive people get more replies, and since they themselves get so much more messages than everyone else, they write back much less frequently. Here's the graph for female senders, plotted evenly spaced attractiveness groups. So, most attractive female senders, medium female senders, and least attractive female senders. And then it's most attractive male recipients. So, like, least attractive females basically never reply to most attractive males is what that's looking
mm-hmm.
like. Because they don't receive them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Here's the one for male senders. So, one interesting thing seems to be going on here. When the best-looking men write the worst-looking women, their message's success rate takes a big hit. The knee-jerk response would be to someone chalk up to hunky spammers, but we very carefully control for that in these articles, and in any event, why would better-looking girls be drastically more susceptible to it? It seems to be some kind of self-confidence thing. As we did before, I'm going to consolidate the line charts to show how your attractiveness changes how often your messages get responses. So what they're saying is that the ugly girls sometimes get responses from attractive men, mm-hmm. and they don't reply because they think it's spam or because they think they aren't good enough for the man that replied to them.
That's ridiculous. That's insane.
Dude, I don't envy you in your single life. Just be single.
Oh, God. Ain't that the
case. We did before, I'm going to consolidate the line charts to show you just how your attractiveness changes and how often your messages get responses. This post has been a preamble to the larger discussion of what makes a good profile. We've spent a lot of time on OK Trends looking at messages, and since your profile is at the other important place you express yourself, we thought it deserved the same treatment. I wanted to address physical attractiveness right at the start, because obviously it's a huge factor in how successful your profile is. And the upcoming post in this series, we're going to control for attractiveness so we can deliver real and useful advice to the non-models out there. We'll look at, among other things, makes a good picture. Is it outside, inside, full body headshot with your pet snake?
I mean, I guess it is kind of attractiveness, but if... I don't know. Jared Leto went on OKCupid and did a Franklin. Yeah. That would not get good response, I don't feel
I don't know. I liked it.
Well, I'm going to try it now. I'm going to try it.
What about this face?
That would be great. Yeah, see? If Jared Leto made that face, I don't think people would be like, he's hot. It's about the picture. I'm saying it's about your attractiveness level and the picture you post as well. It's not just whether or not you're hot or not. It's just a matter of if the photo seems attractive. That's terrible. You're terrifying everyone that's watching.
I hope that Twitch made that our thumbnail.
Oh, that would be great. That'd be fantastic.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's...
Yep, I don't look... I don't want to... Nope. Okay. Not really looking for people
very
at the
succinct
moment,
right there.
So I don't want to get back on dating services.
That
like
sounds
that.
Horrible. It sounds
I'm
like a pain
like
in the butt.
At the medium to low range, and then my
but that's where you want to be.
Won't well, yeah, I guess they did get most more. Responded.
You want to be uglier than prettier when you post a picture to OKCupid because
gotcha.
The more attractive men,
don't
even though they are recognized,
the women are self-confident.
Right. The winner, the women go, you are attractive,
good,
but
Lord,
you're, but they
the
don't message you.
Psychological studies right. that could come out of this, like it's just insane.
Yeah,
look at that.
Theoretically, I am more likely to get a woman to message me
mm-hmm.
than you are
that doesn't
because
make any sense.
I'm less attractive than you.
Right.
That's stupid.
Well, maybe I don't know. Because, like what I said earlier, if there's a really attractive female online looking for a date, I'm like, what's wrong with her? There's something wrong, or else she could just find a guy anywhere. But no, she's on a dating app trying to.
But you still feel that way? Like, nowadays, so many people, not. Like, are on dating apps
you're
now.
Right. I mean, like, I don't know any other way that people do it nowadays. Like, I mean...
Work, I think, is Pinella. The biggest thing.
Yeah.
But he met his woman through Tinder,
exactly.
didn't he?
Yeah. So I think it's just how it's gonna go, because as a society, I feel like we're getting more and less social.
Right.
And not face-to-face.
Not face-to-face social.
It's like, ooh, I can respond whenever I want, not I have to talk
like,
to
I can
you.
Go an entire Saturday without responding to my best friend's memes.
Nope.
They were good memes.
They were terrible.
They were good memes.
Like, you compare it like Star Wars is in Game of Thrones. Get the hell out
That's
of
a good
everything.
Meme,
it's
man.
Terrible.
So mad. I was such a
I'm just mad that Game of Thrones stole Darth Maul's look. It's like, all right, he's black and red. Let's turn him blue and we're good to go.
Oh, God.
He also doesn't speak like Darth Maul.
No.
He'll say one line eventually in the show and be like, Brendan Stark. If the traces are correct, we will find him quickly, Master.
We will have our revenge.
We will have our revenge. And then, like, a grunt when he gets cut in half.
Like, just a really small blood spray. Hey, can I ask you a question? It's completely off topic.
Yeah, what's up, man?
So, I installed Adblocker on your suggestion last week, okay? So, it's right here in Chrome,
mm-hmm.
right here.
Yeah.
Does that 28 mean that's how many ads it's blocking on the current page?
Yeah, and would be my guess. Right?
I mean, I would think
we'll
so.
Go to a different
because, like, if I go to that's nine. This one has 6,953.
What?
Like
that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, maybe this is total
blocked ads
on this page. Like maybe across users
on time.com has six.
How can the on
is
this
that
page
six
be
million?
Higher than total? How does that work, dude?
I don't know. What the... Ask what's this. There's a button. What's this?
Oh, okay. Let's see here.
Let's take a look.
It just asks, how do we show or hide? It doesn't say what the feature is.
Weird. Dude, that's
we store
ridiculous.
The number of total blocked ads in your browser's persistent storage. Persistent storage is deleted entirely when you uninstall Excision. However, if you remember the total number... Like, there's just no way that they're actually blocking 6 million ads on this page,
dude, unless
right?
Time just went to town on ads.
Like, 6 million? There's no way!
No way.
There's no way,
that
dude!
That might be a glitch. Maybe across all time sites.
I think it just... Dude, it's still updating. Do you see that?
I don't, because it's very tiny.
Oh, you can't see it on the screen. Right? Okay. Yep. Lean in.
I saw it.
6696, 6697, 6698.
Maybe that's how many
people... It just hit 7 million.
Maybe that's how many people are viewing time.com with ad block on, and so it's blocking 7 million ads from 7 million users who are using ad block.
Yeah, it's got to be global, right? I just don't understand the total number, because how can total be lower than
that doesn't make any
on
sense.
This page?
It makes no sense.
All right, man, well, do you want to talk about climate change, or do you want to just end the show, man?
We could end on a depressing note, sure.
I mean, we could also talk about this one. Student found an ancient Canadian civilization that's 10,000 years older than the pyramids, but I feel like that's going to be really short, you know, because...
Yeah, they found a 10,000-year-old civilization that's
right.
older than the
it's
pyramids.
Right, it's on British Columbia on an island.
It's in Canada.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't think there's anything, like, super crazy, so it's just got dead people there. You know,
lots of dead people.
Lots of dead people. Okay, so do we want to talk about
people.
Do we want to talk about Mars, the chocolate company, investing $1 billion to fight climate change? Or do we want to talk about the number one reason, or the one number that shows why climate change is making hurricane season worse? Or do we want to talk about China banning to sale fossil fuel cars and electric vehicles?
Well, China's banning the sale of fossil fuels to push their electric vehicle line, so there's that. Climate change is making what?
Honda Motor Company will launch an electric car for the China market in 2018.
Blah, blah, blah. And yet an ad plays.
Like, do you see this ad? When I mouse over it, it plays music. There's no way to pause it.
That's terrible.
That's horrible. We'll launch an electric car for China market in 2018. China's chief operating officer, Yashuhai Mizuno.
Ooh.
Japanese car maker is developing the vehicle with the Chinese joint ventures of Gangkhang and Dayfeng, and will create a new brand with them. Internet entrepreneur William Lee Neo will start selling the ESA to sport utility vehicle powered with only batteries. Startups will be state-owned group, which will venture with Volkswagen and introduce an electric SUV this year. They say they're meeting to promise to cap its carbon emissions by 2030. This is the largest country to unveil plans to phase out vehicles running fossil fuels. The UK said in July it will begin sales of diesel and gasoline fuel cars by 2040, 2 weeks after France announced a similar plan to reduce air pollution and meet targets to keep global warming below 2 degrees Celsius.
Well,
so
that sounds like a conspiracy to me, man. What the hell? They're not replacing gas. That's just a lie. So we stop buying gas, and then they buy up all the gas. Then they use that gas to burn us down.
It's so scary that what you just said is probably actually
that
stuff
is that's
said.
How people think, man.
Stupid.
Can't trust them Chinese people. They're Chinese, not humans like everyone else. No.
Okay, so here's my question to you: if China and Honda, you know,
yep,
and then Britain and France, they all stop selling fuel and allowing production of electric cars.
Yep.
Like, Honda stops making them.
Right.
Honda stops making fossil fuel cars, I mean, and China stops allowing them to be sold.
Yep.
Does America have no choice because Britain, France, Japan, China, all these auto manufacturers that are overseas stop making fossil fuel cars?
That would be great, wouldn't it?
I mean,
not for me, because I'd have to buy an expensively electric car.
Well, no, not really, because we just, if you bought a new car, mm-hmm, you couldn't get a gasoline one unless it was used.
Right.
Like, the car you have now would still be your car, unlike in China where it's illegal.
Right.
Like, was this the plan all along?
What, to just replace all the...
No, it's just America just sits back and does nothing, let everyone else do all the work.
Yeah, I think that happened when Trump got elected. Yeah, he's like... America first.
But, like, it's not going to happen in the next...
Only America. We don't live in a world with other people.
It's not going to happen in the next 4 years, though.
Well,
right?
No, it says by 2030, right?
Right, so he's not going to be able to be like, we didn't change any regulations and the world is still electric. You're like, he's not going to be able to say that because he won't be president when it actually happens.
Right. He's an idiot. He's a dumb person.
I just don't understand.
I don't understand his line of thinking.
Honda stops making gasoline cars, you can't buy any more Hondas that have gas. Like, they're not going to make gasoline cars specifically for the American market, right?
Oh, no, just everybody's
going to
be driving a Ford or whatever.
I would rather drive a Razor scooter than get into
Chrysler.
A Ford, dude.
That's what
I'd rather drive a Ford than drive a Chrysler.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a possum.
That would be one way to do it.
Than drive a Chrysler.
I mean, it would have been nice to have the U.S. on board with all the plans to move forward, but now the world's just kind of...
Right?
Yeah, they just kind of got to just pretend like we don't even exist and or we have an opinion and just do things,
like,
you know?
What would happen, seriously, what would happen if Ford came out tomorrow and they're like, from now on, our F-Series trucks are all electric?
I don't know. It would not go well. I don't think.
But people wouldn't stop buying trucks.
No, but they would buy the gas alternative, which they would definitely have, because
you don't think
they want
just,
money.
Right. That's the problem.
And they wouldn't just be like, all right, we're going to cut off a good 50% of our revenue stream because people aren't going to be buying electric cars.
I don't understand it, man.
Like, oh, you're telling me Mr. Dickhead truck that's raised off the ground,
mm-hmm,
5 feet is going to switch to an electric? No, he likes the fact that he burns gas and it goes up into the atmosphere.
Do you think that in 50 years when all these dummies are dead and they actually have electric cars everywhere, that there'll still be new dummies that want noise and so they'll build electric cars that have engine noise?
Yeah.
I do too.
1,000%. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the engine makes noise in Teslas.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't go...
Nope, there's always going to be people driving gas cars. There's no way not to.
Well, yeah,
unless
but...
there's no more gas. That's...
That could happen.
That's the end.
I think there's going to be plenty of gas for,
mm-hmm,
a while, though. Yeah.
But, yeah, you're going to get classic people. I know guys that are into cars.
We just started a movie called There's No More Gas, and it's just about the world after gas goes away.
It's... Nuclear war. Nuclear war. Trump would be like, you give me that damn gas, India. Give me that gas. Pakistan, give it to me. You're not giving it to me? Oh, I'm going to nuke you.
So,
I'm going to nuke you.
Mars, the chocolate company, has said that they're going to give $1 billion over the next few years to fight climate change. They're a $35 billion company. They make M&M's, Skittles, Twix. They said on Wednesday that they're going to launch Sustainability in a Generation plan, which aims to reduce the carbon footprint of its business and supply chain by more than 60% by 2050. We've all been increasingly worried about the overall progress on big issues, whether that's climate change or solving poverty. Their chief sustainability officer at Barry Parkin at Mars said. There are obviously commitments that the world is leaning into, but frankly, we don't think we're getting there fast enough collectively, so we're trying to go all in here. The huge investment commitment comes ahead of UN General Assembly on Climate Week in New York later this month, and timing is meant to spur other companies around the world to make similar environmental commitments. So essentially, Mars is saying we're going to be 60% more efficient by 2050,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to spend $1 billion to do it. Who's going to join us?
Right.
That's
it's
their
like
idea.
It's like a big show, like, here's my dick.
Right, exactly.
Who wants to compare?
Right.
And, I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
It should happen for this. Because
I mean, that's the only way it's going to happen,
climate
right?
Climate is changing, and whether or not it's changing, I don't know, man.
I mean, private enterprise is the way it's going to happen.
The carbon thing is obviously just not...
Well, because we just ruled out that Joey Lifted Truck isn't going to care about the environment.
Right.
So unless corporations force him to by no longer selling Joey Lifted Truck big old lifted trucks,
mm-hmm.
There's not going to be a change to climate change, right?
There's not, no. Because
I mean, that's what's happening.
Carbon is, like, ridiculous.
Right, well, in educated countries like Britain and France, they can decide that they need to do it. And mm-hmm. in China, they're forced to do it
yep.
because they literally are dying because of the quality of the air over there. It's a yeah. little different. But here in America, we don't care. You know, Miami's underwater. Big deal.
Yeah.
It'll dry out.
What?
They got pumps there, right?
They pump it out all the time,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, this is the only way it happens, right?
Right.
By the way, these are weird-looking Milky Way bars.
Yeah, that is odd. I've never seen those.
Disturbs me.
Two.
Is that my chair that's squeaking?
Yes. No, that's me. We're both squeaking.
Do you think the audio could pick that up? Here, let's be quiet. Let's see.
I don't know.
The waves are moving, but it's very light, so I'm not sure. God, we do a dumb show.
We are so dumb.
All right, you want to talk about anything else? We can talk about the one number that shows climate change is getting worse, but I feel like we talked about it last week because it's about the warm ocean. So,
oh, yeah.
Summer's hurricane season has been a particularly warm one in the region of the Atlantic where hurricanes form surface temperatures between 0.5 degrees Celsius and 1 degree Celsius above average, according to the data. Those high temperatures mean hurricanes will store more water, which they can eventually dump when they make landfall. Climate scientists blame high temperature during Hurricane Harvey's formation and along its path for more than 50 inches of rain dropped on Houston. You fit all the data together and ask what's the likelihood for 100 millimeters, 200 millimeters of precipitation, said study co-founder Sarah Kapnick, a researcher at the NOAA. I think it's the National Oceanic Atmosphere Association?
Sure.
I think it was set up here. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Oh,
dude, I was pretty close right there, dude.
Yeah, we're on point.
I know my government agencies.
Oh, yeah.
As you get higher and higher values of precipitation, it becomes less and less likely without climate change. Now scientists need to convince policymakers charged with helping them prepare communities for hurricanes, dangerous and increasing.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy that it's 1.8 degrees difference.
Yeah.
And it's caused
that's why.
Three more hurricanes.
Well, because, like, I've seen people on Reddit, like, over the last week, like, post a photo from 7 years ago of three hurricanes
mm-hmm.
literally doing the exact same thing that these three hurricanes are doing.
Yeah.
The difference is that those three hurricanes weren't all Category 5, Category 6 hurricanes
yeah.
that decimated populations. Like, the weather's a pattern.
Right.
We get that.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're stronger than they were because of climate change.
Yep.
No one is saying, like, this hurricane only exists because climate change is a thing.
Right.
We're saying that Miami's under 3 feet of water right now because climate change made that hurricane more powerful than it would mm-hmm. have been otherwise.
Yep.
It's unprecedented levels of hurricane.
Yep.
Not amount, but power. Great. I don't get it, dude.
What do we do, man?
What do we do?
We
just play the outro song and then...
What do we do? We just
I mean, there's
live
nothing we can
until
do,
we
man.
Die.
There's literally nothing we can
Take
do.
Take my
so.
Car away. Give me an electric one. Give it. And then it would be
you
better.
You just want a new car. That's all you want.
Yeah.
much are Teslas, seriously? Do you know?
Too much.
Are they?
Yeah.
I thought they're pretty affordable. Aren't they like in the 30 to 40,000 range?
I thought he was making a new line where that, yeah, it would be about 40 for a new one.
I mean, that's not too bad.
But I think
if you sell everything you own, like no longer have 100. Cell phones or pay for electricity, and you live in a box, you could probably pay for a Tesla.
Yeah, for, yeah, off. I would pay
or
it off in
you
about
could, yeah,
20
you
years.
Could keep your life the same way and have a 40-year loan, like a mortgage.
My house. It's worth it.
Live in your you know what? Your Tesla would probably be nicer than where you live. So.
That is what they should do. They should just give us free cars.
Dude, that's
like,
right.
Trade in your old car for this new electric one, and then recycle the metal and use that to do something. Build more electric cars. If you want a climate change to stop, if you want a carbon from getting into the atmosphere, either put a carbon tax on and more people would switch, or just take their cars. Give them new ones.
That'll never happen. No. Give everyone who has a gasoline car an electric scooter.
Yeah.
That will do it. And then we'll just wally it up.
That'd be great.
That'd be great. All right, everybody. That's our show. I'm Seth. He's Colby.
I am.
I'm Seth.
I'm not.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. We're live every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/SethandColby and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you didn't watch the show live, we forgive you. No foghorn today. That's all right. You always have a chance on Thursday. Go watch the show. Video on demand at youtube.com/SethandColby. We also got highlights of the show there. Go check them all out. Yeah. And of course, if you like to listen to us because you're a crazy person and you like our ears directly being injected into your brain, I mean our voices into your ears and our brain and our ears.
Yes.
And our ears.
Canal passages.
Go to SethandColby.com for iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, RSS feeds, all that stuff. Buy a shirt. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye, everybody.